Shalom and good morning. Wonderful to be with you this beautiful day in the Ozarks. I trust it's beautiful where you are. And for any of you who have had wicked weather and deaths and things that have happened, we do lift you up and praise the name of the Lord for every one of you who took your authority and all the word of God that worked. And we just praise him. And we lift up those who have known loss during this time. Praise God, hallelujah. Just a little encouragement here to mute your phones. We did have quite an interesting conversation this morning. Somebody was insisting that they know that. I know that. So if that's you, you might want to be sure next time to mute your phone. We can also hear each other better and where we've come from. And I like to hear that, don't you? And those voices that are so dear to us through the years. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I will be at Prayer Mountain at noon. So the only way to get on that call is to go to billybrim.org and follow the prompts. I'm not sure if it's on Facebook. I don't know. But I do know it's on our website. And you just go to billybrim.org. And remembering B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M. I add an E to the end of my name, and Billy Brim, and then you follow the prompts. They're easy. They'll have it up there Wednesday call right at the forefront, so it'll be easy for you to find. Brother Max, are you with us?
Yes, good morning, Ms. Billy. I'm here. Praise God.
Good morning. Is it a nice day in Minneapolis today?
It's been raining for the last 2 days.
Oh, we sent our rain up there. We sent it up there. We've had it here, and now we've got sunshine and beautiful day.
Yeah,
well, praise the Lord. Brother Max, you had a prayer request. You asked me to agree with you about something. I wonder if you'd like to present it to the people, and we'll pray about it together.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Ms. Billy. The prayer request that we are looking for a house and the land in Jordan, and it's about 20 acres and a house in Jordan, and that house is in the city of Jerash. It's between Amman and the city of Irbid. The goal, as the Lord put on our hearts, and you know who owned that land? If you remember Louis, the guy who owned the restaurant Afandina, the one who said...
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one who
Louis,
said...
He said,
see light. Yeah.
Now, he's a Muslim.
He's a Muslim.
He's in Minneapolis.
And he's in Minneapolis. And him and his family, he has that farm, that house. They call it farm.
Now, let me tell a little bit more about him. He owns restaurants, more than one, and they are beautiful Middle Eastern restaurants, and his food is great. So Max takes us there, and he's so good and kind to me, you just hardly could believe it. And then Max tell him he gave us food and took food to the church free, all kinds of things. Tell him what he said about me.
When he saw Miss Billy, I believe the first time we sat outside, it was me, Billy, Shelley, I can't remember if Tony and Brenda were here, but Quinn was there for sure. Anyway, he said, "I see something different in this lady. Who is she?" Then I told him, "Who is she?" And he said, "I see her face is bright. There is light in her face,
oh,
and there is
Father,
light."
Father.
In her body. He just said, she just looked different to me. I believe the Lord showed him, you know, his glory like through you. Yeah.
Sure he did. Yeah, like he wants to through us in these days.
Yeah.
We just finished this conference on the story of the glory. It's God's will that his light shine through us. The light of his presence, his glory in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So go on.
Okay. So
that's what
he
you want to do in Jordan, you want those people who are sitting in darkness to see the light.
Exactly. I mean, Quinn and I, our hearts, I mean, actually, Quinn's heart way more than me, because You know, I don't know. I maybe have a, I need to split my heart between Minneapolis and Jordan. But, you know, she's almost 85% Jordan, you know. She just loved Jordan, loved the people in Jordan. And we just wanted to start our ministry on the mountains of Jarash. And Louis, we were talking, and if I would have known before I came back last month, I would have gone and see it. But I have a nephew who's going to see it. They send me pictures and all that. Anyway, so the Lord is really... put us on our heart, and we know we are to get that place. It's about 150,000 GDs, which is, I would say, $230,000 for that much of a land. It's way cheaper than Israel, and a huge land with olive trees, hundreds of years old olive trees. And the house, the place is two stories in perfect condition. Entrance, gates, fence. We believe that the Lord wanted to place us on the mountains of Jordan between Erbil and Amman. So we are believing that we will purchase this place right away. And we are to start our ministry. However, we have two places right now. We have the cafe and we have the houses too. We have meetings there and we have people come from the state, stay there. When we go there, we stay there. We have our people stay there. But we are believing, just stand with us in agreement. The cafe lease is due right now, which is about $8,000. And we are looking forward to purchase this place from Louis, which he lent us also his lift when we were working in the church, building, fixing the building. He gave us a lift and it's still in the driveway here. He haven't even picked it up. He's just like, you know, he's one of the people I know him for almost 30 years.
Let's pray for him right now.
Okay.
Father, look at what's happening with him. It was you who caused him to see the light on me.
Yes.
It was you who gave him favor, Max, favor with him. This is not normal and natural, as you well know. So since you've done it, it must have a purpose. And we believe the main purpose is his soul and others that could be reached through this house purchase. So in the name above every name, I want to pray that you will bring Louis in, that you will, you've already sent Max across his path, a laborer, but we pray for his born-again experience and that of his family, just like you did Cornelius in his house. We pray for Louis in his house in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
You want to pray about the monies to buy the place, and we'll agree with you.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you the honor and the glory this morning. You know that your will be done, and we are believers, and we are standing together in unity. We are standing together in the prayer of faith right now. Myself, Quinn, Miss Billy, and everybody on this prayer call. Lord, we thank you for providing. We thank you for spreading the word, that you allow us even to spread the gospel over in Jordan and in Minneapolis. We thank you, Lord, that we are the soldiers. We are the ambassadors. You told us, you called us ambassadors last week. We are the ambassadors in the nation.
Yes, right,
in the nation. We are the ambassadors in Israel, in McDowell, in Jordan, in Minneapolis, in Missouri, in California, in Oklahoma. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for providing. We thank you, Lord, that your will be done. We thank you, Lord, for opening the minds and the hearts of everybody on this phone call to the reality of what you are doing on this earth. And we
amen.
Just claim it right now. We just
amen.
Claim it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
I really think you should make a little bit of this prayer in Arabic, please.
Okay. احنا بنشكرك يا رب بنشكرك يا يسوع بنشكرك يا مسيح باسم الروح القدس باسم الروح القدس احنا بنيجي لعندك ونتقدم لك اليوم واحنا داخلين على المواعيد اللي اعطيتنا اياها والمواعيد اللي وعدتنا فيها في حياتنا انه ما راح ينقصنا شيء واحنا في خدمتك يا رب في خدمتك في خدمه الكلمه اللي اعطيتنا اياها واحنا بنشكرك على كل شيء بتعمله في حياتنا على نشر دعوه على نشر كلماتك في جميع انحاء العالم بنشكرك يا يسوع بنشكرك يا رب انك انت شجعتنا ونشطنا وحركتنا في الاردن وحركتنا في اسرائيل وحركتنا في امريكا باسم الرب عيسى المسيح. امين امين.
Could you tell people if they'd like to donate how they could do it?
Yes, well, there's a few ways to do it. There's text to give. You could text to give 763-330-0611. 763-330-0611. You could go to PayPal. We have PayPal, yesualoveheals@gmail.com. That's Y-E-S-U-A-H as in Henry, S, love, L-O-V-E, heals, H-E-A-L-S @gmail.com. Or you could send it to our P.O. Box, Yeshua Love Heals. That is P.O. Box 46440, Plymouth, Minnesota, 55446. You could go to our website, yeshualoveheals.org, and you'll see all the props too over there. So we just
now
thank you.
That's not hard. It's like Yeshua. Other than the S-H, it's Yeshua's.
The name in Arabic.
That Y-E-S-U-A-H-S. Love heals. Yeshua's love heals. Praise the Lord, Brother Max. You know, there are Christians. I learned something when I was in Jordan that I think we need to pray about. The Jordanian, the Arabic Bible. I'm talking the Bible, the Genesis to Revelation Bible, in the places where it says God, it's Allah. And isn't that right? Isn't that what you told me?
Yes.
So I don't know. There needs to be somebody come along and change that to Elohim, and just spell it out Elohim.
Yes.
Father, in the name.
Yeah. Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, give us a good Arabic translation of the Bible. And if there is one, please make it known to Max. There might be one out there that we don't know about. So please make it known. We ask you in Jesus' name. Now, I have very definite directions today about our prayer. And glory to God here. You know, the Lord, he addressed Mr. Trump. Well, I'm going to tell you, first of all, we're going to pray for leaders. And the scripture that we use, and he gave it to us 2 weeks ago. He gave us this statement. This also leads to appropriate living, behavior in unity, and prayer. Now, notice he mentioned behavior, living, how you live. And then the next scripture he gave us is 1 Timothy 2:1. And in this, he's going to show us how our leaders have to do with how we can live appropriately. So 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And here's how you can pray for all men. You pray for their leaders, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. You see how that refers back to the statement he gave us just before this? The statement he gave us was, this leads to living appropriate behavior in unity and prayer. So our leaders and our government leaders and our Christian leaders have to do with how we can lead our lives well. In other words, they need a blessing on their leadership that will come down to all men. This is a prayer for all of us so that we can live appropriately. I'm going to read the scripture again. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So our leaders have to do with our ability and freedom and knowledge to be ambassadors, to live the kind of lives that would cause Louis and other people in the world to come to the knowledge of the truth. So this is very, very important. Now, I think it was last week or... Yes, I think it was last week or the week before. Listen to this. Underlined. Awaken your soul, Trump, by going to my words. It's there that you will find light. It will melt your heart. That's why this assignment put in place from me. I am. He's saying, and we're praying, and Mr. Trump doesn't absolutely have to see all of these prayers for them to be working, but he said, that's why this assignment was put in place for me. This assignment, and then the next thing he said to us was, understand how important your prayer for this time with my friend and prophet. God said it's important, this time that you and I are together. And then the Lord's statement, together one company, therefore you have the victory I am. So God right put it together that this company was arranged and assigned something having to do with Mr. Trump. So you remember that it was November 11. We had had the 2020 elections. We were all disappointed. I was just wanting to pray with somebody. And somehow Pastor Billy Edgar, a local pastor in Arkansas nearby, Bergman, Arkansas, he phoned me and told me they were having a prayer call. Now, he had his congregation on the call, of course, but only a few others did he call, and they joined. About six or so, he told me, outside his congregation. Well, without either one of us knowing, Max from Minneapolis and me from my home here in Kirbyville, Missouri, joined. And so he had offered the chance to pray, and I was just eager. Well, you could hear very well with just six people on the call. So Max was shocked when he heard my prayer in tongues. We were all praying in tongues, but he heard my prayer in Arabic. Now, I think it shook him a little, and he prayed about it for several days. And I believe, as I have my records, Max, that it was on the 20th of November that the Lord answered you. And he said, pay attention. This is an assignment. You will hear in Arabic what Billy is saying of what is yet to come. Pay attention to what you hear in Arabic, your neighbor, native tongue. You will hear her speak in Arabic with no accent. Now, this is the part that all of you guys pray, and that's why the Lord said it's important. This is important. He told us, understand how important your prayer time is with my friend and prophet. You're one company. And he told us we have force when we pray. So he said, I am revealing to you both through, and then he called all of you, all the saints in prayer. Well, it was made known to me this morning that we need to hit some things in prayer with our understanding, leaders. And rather than just scattershot out there for all the leaders, which is easy for God to do, We're gonna zero in on one civil leader, and we're going to zero in on one leader in the body of Christ, a ministry. We're going to zero in on Donald John Trump, President of the United States of America, and we're going to zero in on Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Now, when we pray for President Trump, these leaders, Kenneth Copeland, are highly affected by their families. What happens for their families, the blessings for their families, it's a blessing to them so that they can lead better. And their families help them. Both of these have family helpers. So we're going to go to work right now with our understanding, and then we're going to go right into our prayer in the spirit, our prayer in tongues. Bless the Lord. Heavenly Father, you spoke Awaken your soul, Trump. Start by going to my words. It is there that you will find light. It will melt your heart. That's why this assignment put in place from me. I am. And then to us, he said, understand how important your prayer for this time, for these days and these hours in which we live, the end of these days. Understand how important your prayer for this time with my friend and prophet, together, one company. Therefore, you have the victory I am. Heavenly Father, we knew victory in our election. And, oh, Father, in the name above all names, you even told us Mr. Trump would win. Oh, Father, the challenges, the decisions, the threats on his life, the attempts to kill him, even, that are known. We don't even know some of the others. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up this man. He's only a man. He's made of dust, his body. It is written that you remember we're dust. Father, in the name above all names, all of us, more than 1,000. There were 1,000 when I checked on, and I know there are more. Oh, God in heaven. You raised us up. We're not here by chance. We're here by you. You've called everyone that's on this call, and they've answered. And in the name above all names, we obey you. We obey 1 Timothy 2:1. We're offering up supplications based on covenant rights. In the name above all names, we intercede and we ask you for the spirit of intercession. And oh, Lord, we give you thanks. We do thank you. I do thank you, Father, that he recognizes God. And I am so thankful, and we are so thankful that he recognizes Israel and he blesses Israel. Oh, God, think through his mind concerning Israel. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, don't allow him to make mistakes that would be costly to our nation and his blessings. Stop him in his tracks if he starts to do so. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, angels attend him. Spirit of the living God, whisper in his ear and think through his mind. Oh, God, we're thankful for this simple blessing. Father, in the name above all names, I just was thinking this morning about how blessed I am. I don't even know if we'd have this call if it were not for Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland, for they gave me opportunity to be known in a way. They let me speak on their platforms, and they blessed me. And, oh, God, such blessings they are, such blessings. And, Father, I know from having lived around ministries all my ministerial life, big ministries. We say big. You're the only one who's really big, but well-known, let's put it like that. Have a large platform that you've given them. They wouldn't have it without it. I knew Kenneth and Gloria Copeland when they live in that little shotgun house, cooked her potatoes in her coffee pot. Father, in the name of Jesus, the enemy has so come out against them. And so, Father, in the name above every name, I do ask this body of believers, we're come out against the enemy right now. The Father has given us authority. He has given us wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. He's let the eyes of our heart be enlightened to where we sit at the right hand of the Father. He's let us know that when he quickened the head, he quickened the body. When he raised the head, he raised the body. When he seated the head, he seated the body. Now we come out as a man against you, kingdom of darkness. And we come out as a man against any of your fiery darts that have been headed toward Kenneth Copeland. We put up a giant shield of faith with which we repel every one of those fiery darts. We put up a shield made up of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the shed blood of Jesus. And in the name above every name, we use our joint authority for Mr. Donald John Trump and Brother Kenneth Copeland and Sister Copeland. We use the blood, our giant, all together. Oh, halamakaya nangombra kafranda nukobrashka. We can repel all of us together, millions of demons, should they have been assigned. We break your assignments in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And today, Holy Father, in the name above every name, we ask that angels attend. Angels even from Prayer Mountain, go to President Donald John Trump. Angels from Prayer Mountain, go to Kenneth Copeland and Kenneth Copeland Ministries and his children and his wife in the name of Jesus, Gloria and Esomarakata, Terry and John and Kelly. In the name of Jesus and grandchildren, all of them in the name and everybody that has to do with that ministry in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Oh, God, we thank you for all the truth that has come to all of us through their asambarakaholakambashka, accepting to walk in the light of God's word. Father, how thankful we are. We're thankful, oh, God, for so many ministries, our own pastors. Praise God. But today we just wanted to put all of that power that you gave us from the right hand of the Father. We just wanted to zero it in on these two men, President Donald John Trump, even representing all civil authorities, and Brother Kenneth Copeland representing all spiritual authorities. In the name above every name, we want to thank you for this right to pray. We want to thank you for this assignment. It's holy to us. It's holy to us. Kiminekwa ashanda lekohra koma karaka kangra gadashka. Mikolo kobra kada hashandi likobra kafrakiana kope. Pili mangoga. Shebra kodoho shankyanga da gobra kiana katyanga da gobre tihedi kambra. Ishato gohora kombakya. Ishato kopra kafinyo mako kapinyo no kohora kombabi da gohoti on dobre. Ishato. Megalanganga pakala kapito no gombakya. Ikele monwa ishando lo kohora kapinyo no kopra. Agala kabinyo no kobra katafra kadahala kaya. Mashkodonji fraka da lo kohopa. Vakidi katanya ne kobra. Megolo gobrakya. Magolo kopa parta kahala kita. Pele tuhushwa. Mangolo kobra halatita. Ishandolo hola kapra kala kohole kampaka. Kivele dundi wa kwa, anyane kohora kapatita to kohoshakya. Kimene kwa ta kohoro kope, nyane kwa la kora manaka la kokopi. Shesho. Vila dujwa na kora nanyane kohoro kobrakta flakatinyo na kohoro kopi. Pilando malakora manaka alakidio evekai. Ijine mentwa, ijine mekwa, megolo kobekai. Bilando riamana niene kohoro kobrakata la kahaya na kahala kapa. Ijine kototoko oje balakai akara kadanya na kohoro kopa. Bilando hushwa, penya na kohoro kopetia. Ibilando hushwa nono kora manaka le kokapa. Ijana kora kodoshka dembre ketikata kafrak kodoshka danche gede kotoshka. Kila taharakaya na kahalakai. Papa dugo holeke. Papa kola kola kapa. Ijana matua. Mangoro kodoho shakya kata kadash. Kili kodora kodembi ana kora kotode kofraka da koholeka brakya da kodoshka da oprika tukafa. Minonia mano qua, mignona ma qua, manco la balletti, ti hanno coro cattagna.
Ishi di goho shwa, masoto do goho ra ka praka le ki di ana no kora ka da na ko papa la ka ka hala ka. O Father, dearest Father, my God and my King, Holy One of Israel, bitanyo bitanyo maki, kevale hupa, ishi ana no kora ba li ka ka, mana ko a ko de godon, she de godosh ki ta praketinya. Imeni kwa mana kora mana ka. Ili dora kohara ke, ili dora ka, nyane kohara kandiriya. Isha to do koho shakyo. Kofri kate ka halayna, makora kandiyene. Webalo, akalaka makora, maanye ne kofra. Ida la kata, shako, tena kai. Menu balai fanga. Menu gala babilio no koro ko danye ne kohoro ko kopre kate ka pa a jonde me kala. Ele tu hoshwa. Ka kole menye. To, sabra kate ando do kohoshe. Iga bala dobra brantiero to kangara ka halai. Oh, la bracatito. Menwa balito. Minwa kero vanga. Ishato. Kapra kato gohole kapa. Inyana kohoro ko kapi. Ijene konchanya. Kavala kora mananye, tedi kohoro ko kopre. Ijene kotu. Ijene kala, ijete kotoria manga la kohoro ko pebiata. Kishko toto to koho shendie, isha toto kohoro ko kambi, ikala kapra ko tefre biduchwa. Ijan toro godole kapratia na kohoro katashka. Babies, monga la kafratia na kohoro ka. Gibanyo. Mangolo gobre hifinia na kohoro kotoshka tapri katakashka. Mintuerio nanga, mintuerio. Ivala tahalakaya na kahalai. Bunchuerio nanga, banch teniona kambarakalai. Ishine manwa, ishine mikarakole, diando lo godoshka tapri katakashka. O sabri kata kahalai. Kafra kado goho shanda. Keme na kahala kitio na kobre kale kanga tato togo oche. Ili go tuwe arishiko dobro ka barakanya ne kohoro ko tabri katanya ne kohoro ko tonje. Ijana ma kapra kala kanganga ala kombri kata kati ala kongara pa achenye. Ijana ma karakandiende koshete de kohoro ma. Ijana kohoro ko diande de gongobe kalaka. Freddie ne koro kodesh kadabra. No, it's a baby. Akola manangi eshe tora. Kili ka brafra ganyato. Mi diano non brivra ishete e magora ka binyo. Iswa tora manangi le gora kapitio ne koro kode. Bida ala kora mananye ne koro kobilia nangoro godevre. Shwenya na koro manika. Tiko la kabra kali, mangola holokoka, akalakaya nangora godarbi kanya na kora go pashka tanchenye. Ibile hutwa shato bala damra panya na kora podanye. Ime ne kwa kali komba la kai. Ile bro hutwa shanya na kora kapitio. Ishatoro go tambre kataga na shende ne kafanga no konye ne kwa. Ido lo go prefere dashko no nje ne go doshke ne kabra kata prakanye ne kopa. Mele tuhuru kobre kapre nje ne kora kopa pitanye ne kora kapito. Mele duhu shwa, mele dehi vaya andoro go prita. Ishatoro prakafra. Meno cobri calacabino, no core capino. E shato who cobri cafai. Immacolo gobri cafania ne core compapri atonie. Kele go dira go hora kadash ka danchi go do hosha kya ta ikala ka hola ka yana go hola ka pa gevela donya ne ko pra kata ka hashai ne go na ko pra hala ka pa gevela donya ne ko hora ka E bella tor manaka adicom brevre e gene macara katashka tanche di katashka. Migo loco horo co pepianto prakata pahala kai e gene maqua e gene mene qua. Vale tor manaka. Ale conca, ale conca, ale conca. Per fronto, per fronto. Mi dwashe de le compra. Kivili duchwa angalago brevre. Me te copa. Accendio no kotla. Accendio no kote kapa. Doors, the doors, Lord. We lift up the doors. Vridor janda bra. Vrago de beletene ne kwa. Gorkanga. Gorkanga mia. Lord, Lord, mando do gohoshe, prakale mene kahalito, oh, papalita. Papalita. Negolo go dohoshe, negolo dohoshaka. Shida kora manakai, ala konga, parito. Che bella dina, ah, nene corona kai. Swords, the swords. Migalo, the swords. Vridanyo, vridanyo, vricabra kai, antada godoshke. Vrivrakto nange, vivrakto nonga, barakito la kola mana. E le duhushwa, todo godo ishek. Kebe de kahalai, eke de kahala kanga, ashoto dogo oche. Dansko ramanangambe, le kahalai la, hashanto prenya, gale kafrenyo, balakayanda. Kebe le hili kanga. Kiri kohra kakanga la kahala kakaka. Emeni kwatotia, kafra kata kohole kapanga. Ejeni me kwa, ejeni me kwa, ejeni me kwa. Kavra kutore kapanya ne kohra kutambra. Ijata kohra petanya ne kohra kupre, evra katanya, ikara kakamba, ala kokobre, kiti kata acha. Ishana koraka tanya ne kohoroko toshke te prakata aya na kohoroko pa ala kakanga ala koprektia na kototo konchendie. Iswato do kohola kafra hala koramanaka hala kakaka kapito. Ishana koramanaka ashana makaraka tiene. Obrate franga rakadaha shantiene kotorba tiko. E le bretuagne ne corra catosche tance di gotohi sciacciata. Ne quara gritiano ne cobre che ti cahallai, e shanta de gotaha sciacciata da gadaha sciacchia. Meria nocca, meria nocca finia. Cabila doria dalla capracchia da gotohi sciacciana da corra catafra. Kashkotora katinya na kohora kapido, kohora kapanga, rakadashka takalai, evile doria makaria mana kohora kadishka antoto ko oche de koto oshakya. Kabrikata kohole kambrakya na kohora kuptekya, ejene makwa, ejene mele kwa, ejene mele kwa. Kabila dia to the kohore kapra. Kamina kahala kayana kora kate de kohore kembinyo no kohore kotoshka. Kefra koto kohore kapra kala kahai. Kibili hidian to the kohoshakya. Kafi koto kotohe shetye ne kala katashka. Kebele kohore katinyo no kohore kotofra katala kohoshakya. Kashka tompre, evra kotambra, kalakakito, mediantora, mediantora, mediantora. Kalikambra, vila kotora katajan, tiandora kotoshka taplika, te koto ocekie, kavila to, levra katanya no kora kopala, vrakanya ne kora kotoshka. E produisiantora kora kapinya no kora kofetie. Gangala godobritya na korakadishko tonsherya na kambra elibatura 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 vraktyona vraktyona. Lord God, Lord God. Ishvudushvat tombafi kalakokambi kalakobra itonya 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 migwa frakonya ne korakodabri kalakondiana no nombri. Doors, the doors, Lord. We lift up the doors. They are there. They are there. Migando hoshanto frakinyo no cobra, go on through. Vidashko, go on through. Belototi ambaha lo combrevre dojoa. Migolo donye vrangala go brevre dashkonya. Eshetto copredvre digno no qua. Libre, dandoro godabri katafra lo donye mi quato yene kalaila, halaila, halaila. Kajantoro makito. Agavara katanya ne qua, e jere ma qua le cobre che te cafra la caia na cala co brevre, mi da la cora manga. E shando le cobre che te cafra, e shande le catia, mango lo codo hoshete. I zancho no cotosca tam fraca fraca la fracatania no cobra contonga no catasca. I shatora. Mangolo cobrevra, catino no coro conchianda. Papa palo copele campa, pacola capra. Oh, we do thank you, Lord, we do thank you. Misciando no coro cobra nanie ne qua, la bra cobreve menanie. Gilabadora manacahala cabra, canagada caharianta de cohoche, giana no copre cate frete. Kalakabraktyando logobriketifra halakabraktyana kantyanta. Meshota, meshota. Bilatora mananyene kahalakabrakada kahasheng dene kondyashka. Ibilihetyanto logohosheng dene kondoshka tabrikatakata afrakata kondyande. Ishato koholeke brahalakafrande edi koshan dene kondoshka tabrakta.
I feel impressed to tell this. You notice that the scripture, the Lord says, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for those who are in authority. The giving of thanks part. Chip told a story last Sunday morning, and he was speaking at a conference, I think it was a men's conference, a large group. And he was in the green room with an athlete he knew that played pro football. And then he had this pro football player, I believe it was pro football, I'm not for sure. But anyway, he'd had a terrible injury or a sickness, and it looked like his career was over. Well, anyway, when he was in the green room with Tripp, he said, I want to tell you something. And he locked the door like he didn't want others to hear. And he said, I was there. I was in that condition. And I was there on the bed, the hospital bed. And he said, he named his denomination. And he said, I've never had anything like this happen. But he said, there came a light into my room. And that light grew larger and larger until it was Jesus. And he stood at the foot of the bed and touched his toe.
and said to this athlete, be more thankful. And he was instantly healed and went on to have a career. But, you know, just live a thankful life. I have got so much to be thankful for. I am so thankful. And the Lord wants us to be thankful for these leaders. Be thankful for our pastors. Be thankful for all of our leaders. I am thankful, and I have so much in life to be thankful for. I could be giving Him thanksgiving all the day long and never run out of things to thank Him for. Praise Your name, Lord. Praise Your name. We're thankful. We're thankful for You, Brother Max. Thankful that You answered the call, went down to the Keller's Church, went down to the front and gave Your heart and life to the Lord. And then we're thankful that He uses You now.
Amen.
And uses Amen. You today. We're thankful for using You today.
I'm so thankful. I'm so mm-hmm. thankful that He saved me. My goodness. I'm so thankful that He is saving all of us.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And you know, Miss Billy, when you say that about this person, you know, the Lord touched the heart, you know, our mind, and He just like when He spoke to me like to that point, to that struggling point in my life.
Yes.
And He just changed it.
Yes, you know, He just changed it.
He just
changed like
it.
He did that man's. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Change. And He's speaking to us about change, changing us. Praise Your name,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. First,
I thank statement. You for every, I'm going to thank You in advance for every statement and every scripture. I thank You,
yes.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that You give us the revelation through the prayer, through You heard our voice this morning. End times,
mm-hmm.
praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord.
Okay. First statement here. What has been, will be again. What has been, will be again. In my words, also, and my words also teaches to bring. Oh, novels, NOVELS. Yeah, novels, challenges. Novels, challenges. And disputes. Yeah, and disputes. Okay, I'll start all over again here from the beginning. Because the rest of this statement is underlined. So I'm going to go from the beginning again.
All right. And when you get to that word after bring, please spell it for me.
N-O-V-E-L-S.
Novels, huh?
Yeah. Okay. What has been will be again. What has been will be again in my words. Also teaches to bring novels, challenges, and disputes. Now the rest of it is underlined. What has been done for my nations in true way of holiness. What has been done for my nations in a true way. So that's the underlying part. What has been done for my nations and true way of holiness. So I'm gonna read the whole statement again from the beginning, and I'll let you know when to start underlining here. What has been done will be again. And my words also teaches to bring novels, challenges, and disputes. Underline part. What has been done for my nations in true way of holiness. That is the first statement. Then the Lord gave us Hebrews 13:8. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Colossians 3:10. Hebrews 13:8. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Colossians 3:10. Okay, next statement. I reveals about changing your lives. Okay. I reveals about changing your lives, with an S, lives, and what will never change. And what will never change in Jesus Christ. I give you rest. Okay, I'll read it again. I reveals about changing your lives. And what will never change in Jesus Christ, I give you rest. Okay. I'm trying to understand the statement, but I don't want to think about it. The Lord will reveal it. I reveal about changing your lives and what will never change in Jesus Christ, I give you rest. That is the statement. Scriptures. See here. Three scriptures coming up here. Philippians 4:6-7. Philippians 4:6-7. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Okay, Malachi, the book of Malachi. 3:6. Malachi 3:6. Okay, praise the Lord. Next statement. Understand my plans for this prayer. Trump. Okay, understand my plan for this prayer. This statement, I'm going to start again reading all over. Understand my plans for this prayer, Trump. Discover how to serve me. Discover how to serve me. With my friend and prophet. Discover how to serve me with my friend and prophet. Your work will not be destroyed. Your work will not be destroyed. Therefore, so this part is underlined. After therefore is underlined. And I'll read the whole statement again.
Is therefore underlined?
No. After therefore is underlined. Okay. You have my strength and power. You too, children, you have all. You have my strength and power. You too, children, you have all is underlined. So you have my strength and power. You too, children, you have all is underlined. Okay, I'll read the whole statement from the beginning here. Understand my plans for this prayer, Trump. Discover how to serve me with my friend and prophet. Your work will not be destroyed. Therefore, underline part. You have my strength and power. You too, children, you have all. Wow. Hallelujah. Okay. Then the Lord gave us 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Proverbs 19:1-9, verse 2. 2 Peter 3:9. Second Peter 3:9. Proverbs 18:15. Proverbs 18:15. So 2 Timothy 3:16-17, Proverbs 19:2, 2 Peter 3:9, Proverbs 18:15. Next statement. This one is all underlined. Okay. And it reads like this. You don't sleep. You are not to sleep. Okay, you don't sleep, you are not to sleep, but to change, you have my heavenly lights, with an S, you have my heavenly lights to your path, listen, I tell you mystery. Listen, I tell you mystery. I do all when you pray church. Okay. I'll read it again from the beginning. And this statement is all underlined. You don't sleep. You are not to sleep. You don't sleep, you are not to sleep. But to change, you have my heavenly lights to your path. Listen, I tell you mystery. I do all when you pray at church. That is the statement. Yeah. Okay. Two scriptures coming here. Let's see. Job 7 through 12. I'm looking down already. Job 11, verses 7 through 12. Colossians with a C. 2 verses 2 and 3. So Job 11 verses 7 through 12, Colossians chapter 2 verses 2 and 3. Okay. Next statement. Something that had at one time been hidden. Okay. Something that had at one time been hidden, but now revealed to you, but now revealed to you God's people. Yeah. Something that had at one time been hidden, but now revealed to you God's people. Oh, the rest of it is underlined. So after God's people, the same statement is underlined. I'll read it again to make sure everybody have it right. I'm just going to continue on with the underline here. I spoke of the mystery of the kingdom of God, church. I spoke of the mystery of the kingdom of God, church. Okay, the whole statement from the beginning. Non-underlined part. Something that had at one time been hidden, but now revealed to you God's people. Underlined part. I spoke of the mystery of the kingdom of God, church. That's the statement. Okay. Next book here is Mark 4:11. Mark 4:11. Ephesians 3:5. Ephesians 3:5. Revelation 10:7. Revelation 10, verse 7. Mark 4:11. Ephesians 3:5. Revelation 10:7. Next statement. The result in me, Christ, put into effect. Okay. The result in me, Christ, put into effect. When the times reach their fulfillment. Yeah. When the times within us reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and earth. To bring unity to all things in heaven and earth. This part is underlined, the rest of the statement here. So heaven and earth, after that, is underlined. Under me, your Jesus. Under me, your Jesus. Do my will on this earth. Do my will on this earth. Okay, I'm going to go from the beginning. The result in me, Christ, put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and earth. To bring unity to all things in heaven and earth. Same statement, the rest of it is underlined. So I'm reading now the underlined part. Under me, your Jesus, do my will on this earth. Under me, your Jesus, do my will on this earth. Okay. Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10. Ephesians 1, verses 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians 2, 7, 1 Corinthians 2, 7, John 14, 1, 4, verse 9, John 14, 9, Ephesians 1, 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians 2, 7, John 14, 9. Next statement. Let's see here. Okay, it's underlined. This one I'm going to read is all underlined, and it reads like this. I am in you, the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. I am in you, the hope of glory, revealed to you. Revealed to you those who believe, as the mystery of me, Christ, in you. Okay, I'll read it again. I am in you, the hope of glory, revealed to you, those who believe as the mystery of me, Christ, in you. And it's all underlined. That is the statement. I am in you, the hope of glory, revealed to you, those who believe as the mystery of me, Christ, in you. Then the Lord gave us 2 John 1:6. 2 John 1:6. Matthew 12:50. Well, it's up there. I believe it's there. It's from the Lord. Matthew 12:50. Okay, next statement. Beyond all question. Yeah, beyond all question, the mystery which through springs, with an S, springs, S-P-R-I-N-G-S, through springs and great, beyond all question, the mystery which through springs and great. Now the rest of it is underlined. After great is underlined. And made known. And made known to you, church. And made known to you, church. Do you understand, children? Do you understand, children? Okay, I'll read it again. So half is underlined and the other half is not. The non-underlined part starts from the beginning. Beyond all question, the mystery which through springs and great. Underlined part. And made known to you, and made known to you, church. Do you understand, children? That is the statement. So, and made known to you, church, do you understand, children, is underlined. All right, 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 3:16. 1 Timothy 3:16, 1:6. Hebrews 4:15. Trust in me.
Praise your name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name. What has been will be again. In my words, also teaches to bring
novels, challenges, and disputes. Underlined. What has been done for my nations in true way of holiness? Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ecclesiastes 1:9. What has been is what will be. And what has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him who created him. I don't really understand the statement when it comes to the part about my words also teach us to pray, knowledges, challenges, disputes. But we don't have to understand it. We prayed it. The scriptures, I do understand better about what has been will be. But we meditated and we prayed it, and it's in the hands of the Lord. I reveals about changing your lives and what will never change in Christ Jesus. I give you rest. Now here he told us Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He's never going to change. We, on the other hand, and things will be changed. He will never change. He's going to give us Malachi 3:6 in a minute, which also says that God will never change. So thank God. They're unchanging. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And of course, this talks about our outward man. There's an outward man, that's the body, and there's the inward man, that's the spirit. So the outward man, he's growing older. But the spirit man, he's being renewed, actually, from glory to glory. Bless the Lord. And now Malachi 3:6. See, we're changing. We're getting better, better, from glory to glory, faith to faith. We're to change. We're to go into the image of Jesus. But Jesus never changes, and God never changes. And this is Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, or I am Jehovah. I change not. Now here's the part that people often leave off this verse. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's why the Jews are still here. He never changes. And he never changes his ideas toward them. So many people don't understand that. Understand my plans for this prayer, Trump. Discover how to serve me with my friend and prophet. Your work will not be destroyed. Therefore, and the rest is underlined, you have my strength and power. You too, children, you have all. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished or equipped for every good work. Proverbs 19:2. Okay, this is it in the King James. Also the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. I think we need a little bit of understanding.
Yeah.
Here it is in the Amplified. Desire without knowledge is not good, and to be over hasty to sin and miss the mark. Here it is in the ESV. Desire without knowledge is not good, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. And I think that could be sometimes we act without thinking, or we act without praying. And he might even be talking to Mr. Trump here.
Yeah.
To be sure to have knowledge before you move too fast.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Word
is saying. Yeah.
Ms. Billy, I believe 2 Timothy 3 also talking about the first statement.
Yeah.
This is what I sense in my spirit about 2 Timothy 3, 16, 17, related to the first statement.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Let's read that scripture again. 2 Timothy 3, 16, and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for training, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. All scripture.
All scripture.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, comes some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wanting for any to perish, but for all to come to the knowledge, to reach repentance. All to reach repentance. Proverbs 18:15. The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. The mind is New American, but it is the heart. It is the heart. So I'm not going to use mind. The ESV says, an intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. I think he's still talking to President Trump and to us all, but, Here's the statement. Understand my plans for this prayer, Trump. Discover how to serve me with my friend and prophet. Your work will not be destroyed. Therefore, underlined, you have my strength and power, and you too, children, you have all. I think this is encouraging us to have knowledge, God's knowledge, before action.
Yes, yes.
Now, underlined, you don't sleep. You are not to sleep, but to change. You have my heavenly lights to your path. Listen, I tell you a mystery. I do all when you pray, church. And all that was underlined. Job 11:7-12. Can you discover the deep things of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? They are high as the heavens. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol or hell. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by or shuts up or calls an assembly, who can restrain him? For he knows false men, and he sees iniquity. Without investigating, an idiot will become intelligent when the foal of a donkey is born a man. I'm going to read this in the Amplified. And what it's telling me, what it's saying to me is, God knows everything. And if you want to have knowledge, you're going to have to go to him. Here it is in the Amplified. Can you find out the deep things of God, or can you, by searching, find out the limits of the Almighty? His wisdom is as high as the heights of heaven. What can you do? It is deeper than Sheol, the place of the dead, or hell. What can you know? Longer in measure and scope is it than the earth, and broader than the sea. If God sweeps in and arrests and calls into judgment, who can hinder him? For he recognizes and knows hollow, wicked, and useless men of falsehood. When he sees iniquity, will he not consider it? But a stupid man will get wisdom only when a wild donkey's colt is born a man. That's when he thinks himself free, because he is lifted up in pride. This tells you God knows everything, bigger than the earth, deeper than the hell, higher than the heavens. He knows wicked men, and he considers it. He doesn't have to search it out. He can just know it. Stupid men can't get wisdom. That's the last statement. So go to God for your wisdom, Mr. Trump, and everybody in the church. He knows who are the wicked ones, and he'll tell you. There might be some around him, you know.
Yeah.
But he knows. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom, now this is in the Anointed One, Jesus Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He's the one who has the wisdom. He's the one who has the knowledge, all hidden in Christ. Something that had at one time been hidden, but now revealed to you, God's people. And then underlined, I spoke of the mystery of the kingdom of God, church. Mark 11:4. Is that it?
Mark 4:11.
Okay. Yeah, I got it backwards. Mark 4:11. And he said to them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables. Ephesians 3:5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Here it is in the Amplified. This mystery was never disclosed to human beings in past generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit. Now you can say the whole book of Ephesians is this mystery revealed. And Paul is saying they didn't understand it in the Old Testament. They didn't really understand it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But now it's been revealed. And so all the letters are what has been revealed to Paul and concerning the church. Okay, Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. This is praying ahead over into the tribulation time. But that when the days come when the trumpet call of the seventh angel is about to be sounded, then God's mystery, his secret design, his hidden purpose, as he has announced the glad tidings to his servants, the prophets, shall be fulfilled. To tell you the truth, that's the establishment, the glad tidings of the establishment of the kingdom of God on the earth. Okay. The result in me, Christ, put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and earth. And then underlined, under me, your Jesus, do my will on this earth. Okay, God has a plan for the future, which these scriptures right here talk about it. And it's after the tribulation, after the Antichrist has been put to the pit, and he's going to do this. And this is it. This is his eternal purpose. His purpose of the ages. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he's purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, this is going to be after the tribulation, going to be after we've come back, after we've been at the marriage supper, after come back and defeating the Antichrist and putting the devil into the pit for 1,000 years, and then after all of this, he is going to make everything in heaven and earth one in him. We'll all work together in a unified package, you might say. Everything perfected. Hallelujah. That's far in the future, but we're praying about it right now. And our part right now is to do his will on this earth. 1 Corinthians 2:7. Because it's a part of bringing everything into unity. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
I couldn't find that in your Apple Music library.
Get away from here. I don't like Siri. I never use her. But she pops up once in a while. Okay. We did Ephesians 1, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do 1 Corinthians 2:7. Oh, the future is glorious. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. If you are on this line, you heard me go into this and teach all of this at our recent 3BI, The Story of the Glory. And if you weren't there, when it gets online, you want to take that course, 3BI, The Story of the Glory. I even saw a vision about this hidden wisdom, and it was man fell from the glory. Now God has a hidden wisdom and a plan to bring the church right back into the glory in the heavens. And in the earth, there will be glory throughout the whole earth. Hallelujah. Took me a whole week, and I still didn't get it all out, but that's what this is about. John 14:7. We fell from the glory, but we're appointed back to it. John 14:9.
14:9, yeah.
Jesus said unto him, Philip, that's who it was. Oh, I didn't need to tell you. He's going to tell you right now himself. Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Underlined. I am in you, the hope of glory. Reveal to you those who believe as the mystery of me, Christ in you. 2 John 1:6. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment. Just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. Walk in love. That's how to work with his plan, that right there. Matthew 12:50. For whosoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. That's the will of his Father, that we walk in love. Now, I'm surprised that he didn't give us Colossians 1:26, so I'm going to read it anyway.
Okay.
The mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now is made known to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of this glory, the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm surprised he didn't give us that after he said, I am in you, the hope of glory, reveal to you. But he won't mind my adding it.
What was that, Colossians?
Colossians 1:26 and 27.
26, 27. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beyond all question, the mystery which true springs and great, and from here it's underlined, and made known to you, church, do you understand, children? 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up into glory. That's a wonderful contemplation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. This is a great mystery. Hallelujah. That's just great to meditate those last two.
Yeah.
And then trust in me. So, again, I'm going to have to get around here because I'm going to go out to Prayer Mountain. So if you don't have anything else, Brother Max, I'm going to say shalom, shalom, and meet you all at the mountain at noon.
Yeah, I just believe that the prayer this morning, that we really are to go deeper, as he's been telling us to go deeper. So he's taking us deeper, so we really need to...
Yes.
Yeah.
He's taking us into his plan for us, which is to change us from glory to glory to glory until we're in his image, and we'll one day be in the glory world. But all of this has to do with what I taught in that. And if you're on this line, you're going to know. And so we'll soon have that out, and you'll be taking it online, all of you on the line. And I'm even praying about a book about it. So help me with that. Help me pray about that. All right. Love you all. And see you at noon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.